And Jesus says to us in the gospel, offer the wicked person no resistance. He's not telling us to be passive in the face of physical danger or abuse. Rather, Jesus is telling us to reject retaliation. Retaliation of any sort. In other words, we shouldn't have hatred in our hearts for anyone, even our enemies. Yes, as we all know, hatred is a dangerous thing. If something dangerous, it must be handled with great respect. Hatred should only be kept for causes such as intolerance or injustice. It should definitely not be used towards an individual. This is the key to the success of nonviolent persons. Persons like Mahatma Gandhi and Nelson Mandela. Nelson Mandela spent over 27 years in South African prisons. And when he was finally released, he had every reason to hate and every reason to be bitter. Instead, when he was finally released, Mandela came out smiling. He wanted reconciliation. Mandela wanted reconciliation with the very leaders of the regime that had kept him in prison. Thus, nonviolent Mandela became the cornerstone of a new South Africa. If he had harbored bitterness and hatred, who knows what would have happened? In his autobiography, The Long Walk to Freedom, he writes, I knew that people expected me to harbor anger against the whites. But I had none. I refused to be angry. In prison, my anger towards whites decreased. But my hatred for the system grew. I wanted the people of South Africa to see that I loved my enemies, even while I hated the system that had turned us against one another. I saw my mission in life as one of preaching and reconciliation, one of healing, one of building a new South Africa. When we humans hate, we expend far more energy than in any other emotion. For hatred drives out everything else. It corrodes and destroys our soul. When Jesus talks to us about the enemy, he's not referring to an enemy in war. Rather, he's talking about someone we know. Someone who is close to us. Perhaps someone in our family. Someone in our community, neighborhood, or workplace. Someone who is making life difficult for us. Yes, these are the very people we'd like to avoid at all costs. These are the ones we find difficult to forgive. These are the ones who awaken in us feelings of unease and fear and anger. All those things that can easily turn into hatred. Yes, our enemies arouse hatred in us. And when we hate, we discover the enemy not outside us, but inside. In other words, the problem is not with the other person, but with ourselves. However, it's only when we look at the dark side of our persona, the anger and chaos inside, that we can begin to grow and move towards freedom. Yes, only the truth can set us free. So our enemies are not those who hate us, but actually those whom we hate. The commandment that Jesus teaches, love your enemies, is a radical rejection of violence. And returning love or hate is one of the most difficult things we humans can ever do. Yes, it's a high ideal and very difficult to accomplish. But in the end, it makes perfect sense. As Christian Catholics, the core of our being should be against violence. However, this does not mean that we roll over and be weak and passive. Being nonviolent means that we believe in higher things. Higher things such as truth, justice, peace, and love. Truth, justice, peace, and love. In the face of war, in the face of weapons and hatred. And so as Christians, we respond to the worst with our best. As children of God, we need to imitate the generosity of God in all ways. And this, of course, should play out in our willingness to forgive, not to extract vengeance or bear a grudge. And unless we do this, unless we model and imitate the all-encompassing and unconditional love of God, we cannot call ourselves Christians. And no, we're not better than anyone else. Nelson Mandela suffered much, and he suffered unfairly. He achieved the only triumph worth achieving, that of not being bitter by suffering or tempted to the ultimate surrender of dignity by seeking revenge. And Jesus said, love your enemies and pray for those who hurt and persecute you. Forgive not 7 times, but 70 times 7. Be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect.